At the highest point in Tarifa, there's an old fort built by the Moors. From atop its walls, one can catch a glimpse of Africa. Melchizedek, the king of Salem, sat on the wall of the fort that afternoon and felt the Levanter blowing in his face. The sheep fidgeted nearby, uneasy with their new owner and excited by so much change. All they wanted was food and water. Melchizedek watched a small ship that was ploughing its way out of the port. He would never again see the boy, just as he had never seen Abraham again after having charged him his one-tenth fee. That was his work. The gods should not have desires because they don't have personal legends. But the king of Salem hoped desperately that the boy would be successful. "It's too bad that he's quickly going to forget my name," he thought. "I should have repeated it to him. Then when he spoke about me, he would say that I am Melchizedek, the king of Salem." He looked to the skies, feeling a bit abashed, and said,
"I know it's the vanity of vanities, as you said, my lord, but an old king sometimes has to take some pride in himself."